Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Mark McShane, the CEO of the City of Mount Gambier, is officially retiring today. He has spent more than 7 years in the top job and is capping off a career in local government that started 29 years ago. He says the highlight's been working with the people in the organisation, as well as working alongside private enterprise, stakeholders and community groups, as well as non-for-profits.
We have extremely low borrowings at the moment, only a couple of million dollars, and a strong financial position, an unoperating surplus every year, not large, but we have an operating surplus. And we are continuing to deliver great services to the community.
The member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, has echoed calls for a drug and alcohol rehab facility for the region. A petition with 3,771 signatures was tabled in the House of Assembly on Wednesday. Mr. Bell saying the number of names on the petition is indicative of how strongly this issue resonates with the Limestone Coast region. Surveillance in the Green Triangle Native Forest Reserves has received a shot in the arm following a series of incidents involving illegal dumping and the torching of cars. Of late, the incinerated remains of 9 cars have been found near the Carolines Pond Flat Airstrip near the Penamble Conservation Park. Recreation and Community Engagement Manager Andrew Moyland says they're taking a zero-tolerance approach to these dangerous incidents which put the community at risk.
There seems to be more activity currently, so we've fenced the area, gated it so it's harder to get in there. We're actively in the process of removing cars that are dumped, and we'll just keep doing the best we can to resolve that issue.
A high concentration of blue-green algae has been detected at Mullinger Swamp. The public and their pets are urged to avoid directly contacting the affected water, which can cause gastroenteritis, nausea or vomiting if consumed. It can also cause itchiness, a rash and sore eyes upon contact. Warning signs have been installed at the site to prevent people from contacting the contaminated water. Round 9 of the Mount Gambier and District Cricket will come to a close tomorrow. East Gambier hops into the crease, chasing 286 set by Panola. Millell need 12 more runs from 5 batsmen to avoid an outright loss to North Sportsmen's, and South Gambier resume at 1 for 19, chasing 163 by West Gambier.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.